Lance Metal, Paul DeTito here with you on Giants.com. This is the latest edition of the two-minute drill. The Giants back from their bye week, and they are getting back to full health, Paul.
Well, yeah, especially on defense. You know, you're talking about Thomas being back, Unga being back, Donnell on offense. They add Akeem Nicks, who re-signed last week, so that's another healthy body they're going to be able to use against the Skins.
Prince Amukamara also very much back in the mix. He missed the last five games with a pectoral muscle injury, and he spoke to the media on Monday, and he said he's not thinking about that injury as he returns to the field.
Anytime I step on the field, I think my body just assumes it's 100%. Like even today, I didn't think I was hurt unless I did a movement and then I felt something pinch, but I didn't. So anytime I step on the field, I just trick myself that I'm 100%. So going up to tackle, I think it would just be instinctive. I hope there's no hesitation.
And Paul, Prince's return will bolster the secondary. Now you have him and DRC very much back out there to set the tone.
Sure, and you're talking about going against DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon, you know, two big play wide receivers. So now you can stick one guy on each guy and not have to worry about what you're going to do in mix and matching them. DeSean Jackson didn't play the first time the Giants played the Redskins earlier this year, so that's a great luxury that the Giants will have. Of course, now they've got to figure out what they're going to do with their slot spot. Does Hosley go in there? Does McBride go there? It's a good problem to have now when you have multiple players who are capable of getting on the field.
And Prince played in that first Redskins game. He had an interception, which certainly helped the battle in field position. Now, when you look at the makeup of the division, Paul, after 10 games, the Giants and all the other three teams separated by just two games, but they are in a position to control their own destiny with six games to go.
And that was the talk in the locker room. As this team came back from the bye week, there seemed to be a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of smiles, because they know, as Coach Coughlin said, it's a six-game season, and they control their own destiny. All they've got to do is take care of their own business, and they know they're going to the playoffs.
And that includes two divisional games, one against the Redskins this coming weekend, and then to finish up the season in Week 17 against the Philadelphia Eagles. For Paul DeTito, I'm Lance Meadow. This is the latest Giants.com 2-Minute Drill.